Easy ones.
Okay, it is now 8:48 a.m. I am going to call this meeting of the Board of Selectmen Appointments Committee to order. My name is Steve Sedor. Along with me is William Volovsky, as well as Melissa Denton. The first order of the business is public comment. There being no one here from the public, there's no public comment, and I will close that portion of the agenda. The next on the agenda is to approve the June 19th, 2025 Appointment Committee Special Meeting Agenda. I have reviewed it. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
I would make a motion to approve the minutes from last meeting.
And I will second them. There be a motion and a second. Any discussion? There being none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? There are no abstentions. The minutes are approved 2-0-0. The next on the agenda is to review the application and possibly recommend Max Klinker for the Board of Ethics. To move the discussion, is there a motion?
I would make a motion to approve Max Klinker.
Okay, and I will second that. There be a motion and a second. Any discussion?
I spoke to Tim Leggett, and I guess Max is a former student of Tim's from way back. He recommended him very highly. He said he was a very good candidate for any board or commission, but he thought this would be a good fit for him.
Yeah, I liked his resume too. He seems like he's a younger guy. Looks like he's done a lot of things. As I saw, it looks like he's also doing this, trying to help for student loans purposes, and he wants to do something for a good cause. So it looks like, I agree. So very good. There being a motion and a second, as well as a discussion. I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. There being none, as far as abstentions, Max Klinker is, the vote is 2-0-0 to recommend Max Klinker to the Board of Ethics. The next is to consider and possibly recommend Ardwin Mejia to the Parks and Recreation Committee for a discussion. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to nominate Ardwin Mejia for Park and Rec Commission.
Very good, and I will second it. Any discussion?
Well, as you saw on the agenda there, we actually have a choice of two people for Park and Rec.
Are they both for going for one?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
I guess I misread that when I looked at the agenda, or when I looked at the vacancies. So would you consider amending your motion to include both Ardwin as well as Kristen Ludwig in order to discuss it?
Discussion. Yes, I will do that. I'll make that amendment.
And I will second it. So now for discussion.
The two applications are both very good applications. I will suggest that Ardwin Mejia is the one I guess I would go with. He was previously on the temporary waste management committee that we had, and I know he's very interested in pursuing other, serving on another board or commission.
Okay.
So that was my reasoning on that. Again, they're both very good candidates, but I guess I leaned a little more toward Ardwin under the circumstances.
So when I looked at it, I see that did I miss it? It did not appear that Kristen Ludwig had a letter. It was just the application?
Correct.
Okay. Very good. I think they both look good, too. I think, at least as far as the way the applications look, Ardwin certainly has much more information about his background and the things that he has done. I was actually impressed with the military career he had as well. That was a very good thing to have, and to have the interest in the community. I would agree, both are good candidates, but I think I would agree with you that I would go with Ardwin Mejia as well. So, any further comment? Very good. There's been a motion and actually we'd have to renew the motion. There'd have to be a motion now specifically to appoint, because we've had the discussion with both of them.
Yeah, I would make that motion to appoint Arduin Meja to the Park and Recreation Commission.
And I will second that motion. There being a motion and a second, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? There are no abstentions. Arduin Meja is recommended for appointment. Excuse me. To the Parks and Recreation. The next is for the Planning and Zoning Commission to consider the recommendation of Melissa Renker. For discussion, is there a motion to appoint Melissa Renker to the P&Z Commission?
I would make that motion.
And I will second it. Any discussion?
I've heard really good things about her and the fact she previously served on the Norfolk Planning and Zoning Commission. She's taken a lot of the education programs and things like that for planning and zoning already. She should be able to just fit right in and, you know, start running with everything on planning and zoning.
I think you're right. I was very impressed by that as well. The other thing I was impressed about is just how much information she put in her application.
I think she's very excited about
it. I think she is too, but that's the image I get, because she's got the application, she's got her letter, she's got an additional statement, she has got then her resume, she then shows the Bar Association attendance, so it seems like she's a good candidate, a really good candidate based on that. So, there being a motion to appoint Melissa Renker to the Zoning Commission, it's been seconded, discussion is over, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? There are no abstentions, it passes 2-0-0. Okay, the next is the review of the the absentee record as of August 2025. So, yeah. Mr. Belovsky, any comments?
I noticed there's a number of people on there, again, that are over 50%, and there's at least one person with 100% absentee record. Again, not from a board that meets all that often, but, I think some of these people definitely need to get a letter and say, you know, if you want to stay on this board, you really need to commit to it and show up.
I agree with the ones that I look at, too, are the ones that appear to have been for a while. So if you look at the person on the Canton Center Historic Commission, 3 out of 3.
Yeah, Zach Noble, I think.
You've got Beth Vrabel, 4 out of the last 7. Beth Wright on the Commission on Aging, 9 of the last 9 are absent.
Yeah.
And
Commission on Aging is definitely a board. We've got to get some people on there, and we've got to fill some vacancies there. That I think they're having a real problem there, and I think they may have like 3 vacancies right now.
And they can't get a quorum.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because of the absenteeism.
Yeah.
You also have Alvin Payne, 4 of the last 7 on the Youth Services Bureau. Mm-hmm. And there was one where it was 100%, but it was only one meeting.
Zoning Board of Appeals.
Okay.
Phil Philbrick.
I don't know that's a...
I think they just haven't had... Yeah, they haven't had many meetings in a few. Again, they haven't had much... they haven't had that many appeals or issues that came up this past year.
Okay. What about on the WPCA, Russ Bush?
I would hang in there with Russ.
Okay.
I mean, he's a very valuable member when he's there. And it's funny that... Since I've been the liaison to WPCA, he's been at every meeting I've been at, so I don't...
Okay. He might be he missed a long time ago, and now he's attending, and they're still showing the old...
Yeah, maybe if he looked up the last 6 or 8 months or something, his attendance might be better. But
gotcha.
Over the span of the year, like you said, maybe there was some extenuating circumstances in there. As I said, he's a very valuable member when he's there, so...
So why don't we do this, then? The standard letter that I've prepared in the past... We will send it out for those who are at above 50%, with the exception of the individual on the ZBA, because there's only been one meeting that he was there.
I think that's a good way to go forward with that.
All right, so I will prepare the letter, and I'll get it to you to review, and then we'll get it to Melissa to send out.
Sounds good. It's So, and also you're going to see if you can get these people to the meeting on Wednesday afternoon.
Okay. Yes. Oh, for these?
For the ones we voted on.
We would have to add it to the agenda because the agenda is already posted.
Oh, okay.
None of these, though, are up. None of the ones that we appointed are on a commission that are up against a deadline to get their appointment and to keep a quorum. So if we could do it at the last meeting
the second
in September, I think we'd probably
meeting?
Be all
right. Okay, that works. Okay. It still works.
Okay. Gives them time, too, to...
Okay. And then the next item on the agenda is the review of the vacancies as of August 2025. I comment they're better. They're not, totally fixed, but they're better. They're better.
Yeah, I didn't bring my list with me. I looked and reviewed it, but I didn't bring my list with me.
So we just appointed one to the Board of Ethics. That's going to leave one opening. And then there's a bunch on the Commission on Aging, and that's the biggest one. The Pension Committee's got two, and the ZBA has a couple of vacancies as well. Those are the ones that we really need to... And the town... the town meeting moderator, Melissa, is that one that is completely vacant right now?
It is.
Oh. So who would do it if there was a...
Well, we have someone else.
Okay.
There is somebody else. It's just that one is...
Not
Melissa Zill?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep, so she's still there. It's just there's another one. Yes, that's a vacant.
Well, Nicolette is also like an alternate moderator too, isn't he?
He's done it before.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You have to double check.
And I thought it was him that
around there.
I thought that was him that caused the vacancy, no? Wasn't he the most immediate previous one?
I know. I'd have to double check. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, because I think
you have the full vacancy or the full roster.
That's right.
So you could see on the roster.
Yeah, because I think there's a moderator and like two deputy moderators, I think.
Okay.
So maybe it's one of the other deputy moderators too.
All right, so let's see for town. Yeah, still notes Nicholas as the alternate, and that's Marianne Burbank as the alternate, and Melissa Zills.
Yeah.
So I guess then we're looking for... All right, so all the
just
alternates are there. I see. It's just the... primary, correct, or the regular member. I gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay.
You know, getting back to the Commission on Aging for a second here, maybe that's something that when Kevin does one of his, you know, newsletters or something to the public, maybe he can put an announcement in there to really kind of highlight that one and ask for fresh volunteers for that. Again, I think they're, a board, another one of the boards or commissions that kind of works under the radar, but, I think it could be a real valuable commission for us. I know one of the things I know they do periodically is, like, once a month they do a coffee with the seniors, so the seniors can come to them with whatever, concerns they have and things like that. So I like seeing a board do something like that, reaching out to their constituency. So maybe that's something, though, that, as I said, if Kevin or something could put that on the website or in one of his, letters to the public there, that might be a good one to reach out for.
Since she applied but was not selected, Kristen Ludwig, maybe that would be a person to send that letter that I had prepared before about, although you were not selected, these are the vacancies.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will readjust the letter to change the names and get it to you and then to Melinda or Melissa for you. Okay. Any further business?
No, I would make a motion to adjourn.
I will second that motion. There being a motion made with a second. No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. There are no abstentions. We adjourn at 8:53 a.m. There we go.